Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 21st day of June. Today is Father's Day. To all the fathers that are listening, I wish you, every single one of you, a happy Father's Day. And that even though I don't know you, and even though I might not even acknowledge you or even know your name, I appreciate all fathers because our Heavenly Father is a loving and caring God. A loving and caring father. So I like to think that good fathers are like him. Today we're reading Acts 13:42 and reading Acts 13:42-14:7 and reading the easy to read version. As Paul and Barnabas were leaving the synagogue, the people asked them to come again on the next Sabbath day and tell them more about these things. After the meeting, many of the people followed Paul and Barnabas, including many Jews and people who had changed their religion to be like Jews and worship the true God. Paul and Barnabas encouraged them to continue trusting in God's grace. On the next Sabbath day, almost all people in the city came together to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews there saw all these people, they became very jealous, shouting insults. They argued against everything Paul said, but Paul and Barnabas spoke very boldly. They said, "We had to tell God's message to the Jews first, but you refused to listen. You have made it clear that you are not worthy of having eternal life, so we will now go to those who are not Jews. This is what the Lord told us to do. I have made you a light for the other nations, to show people all over the world the way to be saved." When the non-Jewish people heard Paul say this, they were happy. They gave honor to the message of the Lord, and many of them believed it. These were the ones chosen to have eternal life, and so the message of the Lord was being told throughout the whole country. But the Jews there caused some of the important religious women and the leaders of the city to be angry and turn against Paul and Barnabas and throw them out of town. So Paul and Barnabas shook the dust off their feet. Then they went to the city of Iconium. But the Lord's followers in Antioch were happy and filled with the Holy Spirit. Paul and Barnabas went to the city of Iconium, as they did in Antioch. They entered the Jewish synagogue. They spoke to the people there. They spoke so well that many Jews in Greece believed what they said. But some of the Jews did not believe. They said things that caused the non-Jewish people to be angry and turn against the believers. So Paul and Barnabas stayed in Iconium a long time, and they spoke bravely for the Lord. They told the people about God's grace. The Lord proved that what they said was true by causing miraculous signs and wonders to be done through them. But some of the people in the city agreed with the Jews who did not believe Paul and Barnabas. Others followed the apostles, so the city was divided. Some of the Jews there, as well as their leaders and some of the non-Jewish people, were determined to hurt Paul and Barnabas. They wanted to stone them to death. When Paul and Barnabas learned about this, they left the city. They went to Lystra and Derbe, cities in Lycaonia, and to the surrounding areas. They told the good news there too. Let's just pray for a good Father's Day. Dear Jesus, bless the fathers that are in the world, the fathers that protect their families, the fathers that provide for their families, the fathers that care, the fathers that support. Help us to give thanks to the fathers in the world, even if we don't know them, because the dynamic you have made is that the father supports the wife, the father teaches the children, just as you support everybody and you teach everybody. So help us to give thanks to the fathers on this Father's Day today, and to the people who don't have fathers, or to the fathers that never grew up with a father. Help them to know that they are blessed by you, they are seen by you, and you are their father. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. Be back tomorrow. Bye. Thank you.